WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. A massive crowd gathered in what's known as Hostage Square in Tel Aviv to hear President Trump's envoy speak on day two of the ceasefire plan he put together for Gaza. Special Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff says,
I dreamed of this night. It's been a long journey.
Former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton sat down with CBS's Nora.
Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time. J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
And run Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today.
Record-breaking run, Melvin Gordon, 4-0-8.
Picked off by T.J. Watt, and he is gone. The NCAA touchdown record belongs to Bill.
As the Badgers pour onto the field, they are Rose Bowl champions again.
10-10.
Badger football is on the air, brought to you by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And welcome to Camp Randall Stadium on a picture-perfect late afternoon, mid-fall here in October, and it'll be a Chamber of Commerce night. Even though we'll be under the lights, temperature will be good, weather not a factor tonight. The Heartland Trophy has been the property of the Iowa Hawkeyes since the 2022 season, so a little symmetry here. The last time the Badgers won a game against a top 25 team was a 27-7 win over then number 9 Iowa here at Camp Randall Stadium. That was also the last time the Badgers beat Iowa and carried the Heartland Trophy. The Badgers have lost three straight in the series and have managed less than 9 points per game, including a 42-10 average, less than 9 points, including a 42-10 loss a year ago at Kinnick Stadium. As we bring in Matt LePay, it strikes me that today feels like more than just a trophy game of significance. This is one of the regular season games that certainly seems to carry greater significance than any in recent memory.
Yeah, it isn't the fact that this game has a trophy. I was talking with Luke Fickell earlier in the week. When Paul Christ was here, he had great respect for this rivalry, and he said it doesn't need a trophy. We know the rivalry. Now, the axe is different with Minnesota, but this one is a newer one. But I still think, Mike, if you're Wisconsin and you're trying to build your program back up, I mean, it's obvious if you can knock off some top 10 team or any ranked team for that matter, that's a step. But, I mean, to me, it's about beating your rivals. And for Wisconsin, they have two of them on the schedule with tonight and then obviously at the end of the regular season with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And they haven't beaten Iowa since 2021. They haven't lost four in a row to the Hawkeyes since, ironically, Barry's last 4 years as head coach. So we're going back a couple of decades. But, I mean, the road ahead, we know what it is with Ohio State and Oregon, but if you can beat a program that have been built through the years in very similar fashions, the overall series not separated by much, but beyond the victory lap you get to take with the brass bowl, just beating a rival for Wisconsin would be a very significant night if they can get that done.
The numbers that jump off the page were the 329 rushing yards a year ago and 42 points for Iowa. 42 has been a marching order for this Wisconsin football team. In spring practice and push-ups, and a lot of things were related to 42. So they've invested a lot into what happened last year at Kinnick Stadium.
And that was to get bigger and have more depth on the defensive front. They have been better there without question. Iowa's a little banged up in their running back room. They have a couple guys in the rotation who are out tonight, but they have a couple others who are still capable of getting a lot of things done behind a pretty good offensive line. So, but yeah, this is Wisconsin didn't hide the fact they were beyond humbled in the game last year at Kinnick Stadium. So, and that's the thing with college football. It's still, as we get more and more into a NFL light kind of an environment, the rivalry games are still just that. They have great meaning. And for Wisconsin to give up 42 points to an Iowa program that we know has been offensively challenged for a few years, although it is getting better, and it's Wisconsin that is offensively challenged even more so of late. But, yeah, the fact, you know, a lot of times, Mike, we hear, no, it's not, you know, we didn't think about last year, last year's last year. These guys are pretty open that last year bothers them greatly, as does the fact that they have an empty trophy case in their football facility here.
Let's talk about what we learned a little bit last week in Michigan. Was there a step forward taken with Simmons at quarterback and the way the offensive line blocked for the run game, especially early, not late?
Yeah, it was, I think, more just the – and it's where they are right now, Mike, and it's not something that fans are going to probably embrace, but you felt like the players left it out there. You know, defensively, they hung in. Now, were they going to get worn down defensively? Yeah, because after that opening drive, there was most of the rest of the game, they had trouble sustaining any kind of drives. But the way they started, I think for Hunter Simmons, talking to him this week, the biggest crowd he thinks he played in front of at Southern Illinois was 11,000. Well, it was 111,000 last week, and he seemed to hold up pretty well. Now the thing is, with that first drive, and Wisconsin's like any number of programs where you're scripted for the first X number of plays, scripted or not, you want to be able to show a little more consistency after a really good drive like that. Do it again. Do it again in the guts of the game. But the fact that I think they made Michigan go beat them, they were able to minimize the self-inflicted troubles that certainly had plagued them against Maryland and against Alabama. They made Michigan go make plays, and to Michigan's credit, they were able to do that.
Let me hop out of this stadium just for a minute. The next two opponents are Ohio State. They handled their business today at Illinois. Oregon right now is tied up 10-10 with about a minute left in the first half at home against Indiana. Just your perspective on what we're seeing in this league right now.
Yeah, it's you know, Illinois did what it could. Ohio State took control. I thought Illinois made it easy for Ohio State. Buckeyes had, I think, three scoring drives that were 30 yards or fewer in the first half of that game as Ohio State was getting some separation. And Indiana, I mean, it's, you know, I think so many of us are waiting like, okay, when's the slipper not going to fit anymore? And I think they're moving past the Cinderella thing. I mean, Oregon doesn't lose at home, and they're in a, as you just mentioned the score, they're in a tight one. Indiana, with its defensive line, they're very, very stout. They've got some serious weapons offensively.
Oregon just missed a short field goal to end the first, or getting close to the end of the first half, short field goal.
And I think with very un-Oregon-like, and if, you know, whatever the image has been of Indiana, throw it away.
Yeah, get rid of
because
it.
Because it's a new day, and they have the resources by all accounts, and certainly what Kirk Cignetti and his staff have done, they have used those resources very wisely. They're not a cute story anymore. They're legit on a national stage.
Let's go back to this one now. Kirk Ferentz in his 27th year at Wisconsin and Luke Fickell in his third season. This used to be a contest that, looking in the mirror, right, there are two programs built very similarly. It's different now, and how does that work tonight?
Well, I think Wisconsin's trying to get back to making it less different after the air raid experiment, if you will, the last couple of years with what Jeff Grimes wants to try to do. They want to try to be more physical. We know with Wisconsin's offensive line and the shuffling that's been going on, at least it looks like Jake Renfro's on a good path to be back in there. He's not on the injury report at all. He has rep this week, so you can get another more veteran guy at the position, perhaps, in the lineup here tonight. We'll see how that unfolds. But I asked Luke that when I said, you know, Luke, when you were a player and a coach at Ohio State, is it fair for me to assume that you viewed Wisconsin and Iowa in a very similar way? And he said, yeah, because you're built on toughness. It's not, you know, my description here, it's not so much about flash. It's just about being fundamentally sound, being tough, back when walk-ons were, it's a little different animal back then. Both programs really built through the walk-on program, and they became both very reliable and reliably good. I think Wisconsin a little bit better, but both programs, it's not about the flash, not about the sizzle. It's more about the steak, and the consistent level of performance for these two programs is something that I think has been admired throughout the rest of the Big Ten.
Sure would be great if we could make this a night to remember, a game five about 90 minutes east of here, and this game against Iowa has that kind of a feel for this program.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully it's a good night. I was telling somebody a little earlier, remember in 2018 when the Brewers were in the LCS, the Badgers had the game in hand, and all of a sudden the Let's Go Brewers chants started breaking out. I'm anticipating we're going to get some Let's Go Brewers chants here. There are a couple of, how can I put this delicately?
Yeah.
There are a couple of degenerates around here, or Cubs fans who work over here.
Right.
So we would like to make them very
miserable.
Sad here tonight. That's just my opinion.
On that
though.
End of it.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, still to come, we'll have our minute with Mac. We'll check in on the Badgers in the NFL, chat with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect, and go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb. But coming up next, we talk about the Iowa Hawkeyes with their voice. We're going to do that with Gary Duffin. That comes up next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An intimate and cozy dining atmosphere is ready for you inside of Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells at the Copper Oak Steakhouse. Here, dinner isn't just a meal, it's a full-on experience. With our signature wood fire grill located within the dining room, enjoy a meticulous menu that includes hand-cut steaks, fresh seafood, nightly chef specials, and so much more. The Copper Oak Steakhouse awaits. Call and make your reservations today.
Hey Badger fans, Brew Club Lots of Matzah Pizzas are your game day go-to. Loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and, of course, bombarded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings. Snag a za while taking in all the action at Camp Randall Stadium or enjoy a delicious Brew Pub pizza in the lovely confines of your own home. Plus, new this season to the Brew Pub lineup, the Brew Pub Patriot Pizza that gives back to local heroes through the Tunnel of Towers Foundation. Great pizza for a greater cause and available at your local grocery store.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Wisconsin Badgers Football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Just watching other scores as we go. Indiana got the ball back at the end of the first half after Oregon missed a very short field goal. And Indiana just hit a 50-plus yarder to take it to the locker room at halftime, up 13-10 at Oregon. Such interesting stuff going on in this conference right now. The Badgers are meeting Iowa on the gridiron today for the 99th time. You might be surprised to know it's the Badgers' third most played opponent. Wisconsin and Minnesota, the most played rival in all of college football at 134 games and counting. The Badgers' second most opponent, Northwestern, 106 times. Iowa's most played rival is Minnesota, 118 times. Dolphins called about half of those. We welcome in the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes, Gary Dolphin. It's not that many, but you've called a few of them.
There have been years where it seemed like it was that many. Mike, Iowa's had the upper hand with Minnesota, but you're playing for a pig, the Floyd of Rosedale. Yeah. You guys play for the Paul Bunyan axe. And nowhere, there is no other league that has the uniqueness of these trophy games and what they play for, the trophies that they play for. So it's always fun to come to Madison or have the guys down to Iowa City and playing now for the Heartland Trophy. I remember when Bob Bowlesby and Barry Alvarez came up with that idea and put the trophy. It was around 2003 or 4, I think.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And they've been battling for it, that big old slab of beef, and the Hawks have been fortunate enough to keep him in Iowa City the last 3 years.
3 years running, yep.
And it's always a physical game anyway, but when a little extra juice when they're playing for a trophy like that.
I'm curious, and I think we had this question with you last year when it came down to Kinnick, which ended up being a good night for Iowa and one of the worst nights of the season for Wisconsin. But these changes, now they're not putting the toothpaste back in a tube, but these changes in the Big Ten, this 18-team league, and I find it incredibly intriguing watching Indiana lead at the half and Oregon and what they're doing this year, and Penn State's having a little tussle with Northwestern. But this conference is super interesting right now, too. No divisions, and obviously with the expanded playoff, this is going to be a well-represented league when it's all said and done.
It is, and that was intentional. You know, when you're playing for a divisional championship, the East or the West or the Legacy or whatever else they called it, you got one team into the playoffs, and that was the one that won the Big Ten title in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And then what was it, 14 teams?
Yeah.
That's hard to get to the playoffs when you're in that situation. Now with the expansion coming for college football in terms of postseason, and I think it'll go more than what they're already projecting it at, then the league's got a chance to get four or five schools in there, or guaranteed, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But really, it's the SEC and the Big Ten when you look at where the power central nervous system is in college football. ACC certainly has Clemson, and the Big 12 has a lot of good schools. Iowa State, we're very familiar with down where we come from. So, yeah, but it's just, you know, and then you throw in NIL and the transfer portal.
Yeah.
And who has the deepest pockets?
Right.
And that's going to be critical going forward.
We're talking with Gary Dolphin, the voice of the Iowa Hawkeyes. Let's talk about these Hawkeyes. Kirk Ferentz in his 27th year. We talk about quarterback play every week. Wisconsin has had injuries, and it's a problem. Mark Gronowski also has a bit of an injury. And how important is he to what you are trying to get done?
Extremely important. He's a one-and-done, won two national championships at South Dakota State. Heck of a player. He's already got his mechanical engineering degree. He's working on his master's as we speak. And he jammed a knee here a couple weeks ago when the Hawks played Indiana down in Iowa City. Now, he's going to go today, or he's going to give it a go. He plans to start. He's wearing a real heavy brace on the left knee, as I remember. And we'll see. You know, he's an RPO guy. He likes to get out and run and throw on the run. The backup, Hank Brown, who transferred in from Auburn last year, is a redshirt freshman, and he's the opposite. He's a pocket passer, and with Wisconsin's defense, that's living dangerously if you can't get out and move. And so I think Mark will do okay. We'll know early on just how effective he's going to be, and I'm sure he is effective, or he wouldn't be in there. I don't think Kirk would let him go, Mike. So we'll see. They did elevate this week Jeremy Heklinski to co-backup. And got him a bunch of snaps in practice. Now, he's a veteran. He was at Wake Forest a couple of years. He can fling it. He's also an RPO. And so that's the new Iowa way. And when you look at Iowa's quarterback issues the last 5-6 years, really, really since Wisconsin native Nate Stanley left, it's really been a struggle. And it's not just been injuries. They've just had guys that didn't pan out. And so they're really excited about Gronowski, but you got to keep him healthy. And, you know, Wisconsin's finding that out not only this year, but the last couple years where they've had a lot of injuries at that position. It's the most important position on the field.
No doubt.
And if your signal caller isn't healthy, it's tough to find another option.
Dolph, I was just talking about this with Matt LePay in the previous segment. For a very long time, these two programs were mirror images of one another, how they were built, their toughness, they had identity. Iowa's really hasn't changed. Wisconsin is. I'm just curious as to your view of where Wisconsin is and how much that has changed even in the last 5 years.
Well, admittedly, Paul Christ is a good friend of mine. I covered Paul when he not only played, but, of course, his dad, George, at UW-Platteville. I covered their games when I was working in Dubuque on a regular basis, so I've gotten to know the Christ family very well. And I was really disappointed when Paul left for a variety of reasons. And Luke Fickell, of course, I followed at Ohio State. He was a terrific player. And what he did at Cincinnati, phenomenal.
Yep.
And so it is a change of strategies, let's put it that way. And I get it. ADs come and go, and they want their own guy. But I'm reminded of what Hayden Fry told me many, many years ago when I was covering Hayden. We were talking about philosophy. And you know, there was nobody more wide open than Fry. I mean, he would throw the ball. Mm-hmm. He'd do hook and ladders. And he said, Dolph, let me tell you something. When November gets here and that wind chill is 18 to 20 degrees and that ground is harder than concrete and you're living in the upper Midwest, you better be able to run the football. And I think whether it's Kirk Ferentz or Barry Alvarez or from the same tree, they know the value of running the football. And, you know, see Ron Dane, see Ronnie Harmon. Both teams have had such great backs down through the years, and we've got the two best run defenses in the Big Ten tonight, and yet I know both teams are going to try and establish that run early. They have to, given the quarterback situation.
Yeah, going to be fun to watch and very interesting to see the direction this one takes. Dolph, it's always great to visit with you. Thank you for coming next door and spending some time.
Wonderful being with you, Mike, and all the best to the Badgers going forward.
Here we go. When we come back, our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation, customized logistics solutions to keep you moving. This is Badger
with
Football
Mac
from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Every day across Wisconsin, outstanding educators change lives, lift students up, strengthen communities, and shape brighter futures. The Outstanding Educator Program, brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, honors those who go above and beyond. Know someone who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, Mike Heller. Among the storylines that are going on tonight with Wisconsin and Iowa, a game will kick at 6:05. Wisconsin is wearing throwback uniforms for the first time since 2019, featuring the Block W on the helmet that the Badgers wore from 1978 to 1990. Also today, Monte Ball will get special recognitions for his induction into the College Football and Rose Bowl Hall of Fame's happening this year. Time now to hear from Wisconsin Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Here's Matt LePay.
Our Minute with Mac is presented by Evans Transportation, customized logistics solutions to keep you moving. Iowa Hawkeyes in town, homecoming nights at Camp Randall Stadium. And as we visit with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, every time Iowa pops up on the schedule, I think back to your time, obviously, a big part of the offensive line, big part of the back-to-back championships. Everybody remembers the Dane game, as many of us refer to it, in 99. But 1997, it had been, you know, Badger fans of a certain age know where I'm going here. But it had been a minute, actually it had been about 20 years, since Wisconsin had beaten Iowa. The significance of that game, Mac, you had some young guys on the offensive line. You'd had some ups and some downs, but it was a big up to snap that streak against Iowa.
It was. I mean, obviously, a matchup against Iowa carries with it a meaning that's it's just different. And that week is just different. And it was then, and it is now. That particular game in 97, I mean, it had been such a long time, and there had been some nuances with the schedule in which our best hadn't matched up with them, but it was kind of one of those, a time has come moments and games for us, and they had some incredible players, especially up front, some just epic battles, and to be able to get a win there really was a bit of a proving point, I guess, for us. It was a streak that needed to come to an end for the benefit of our program, but I think it was a huge confidence booster for our team at a time when we needed it.
And 2 years later, we talk about a baseball pitch in a perfect game. It was pretty close to a perfect game in 99, where that was one of those games, Mac, just watching it. It was like you knew it and they knew it. You could do what you want when you wanted to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about that one as long as you want, Matt. That was obviously, that's a historic game for all the obvious reasons. I think as an offensive lineman and what we were trying to do in the running game for Ronnie, which was a team goal of ours that season, knowing that the team and the success of the team is going to go how Ronnie's success goes. I mean, there was a lot on the line during that game, but that was the first game and the only game I think I've ever played in which members of their defensive front said, take it easy, slow down, enough. And there's no bigger pride point as an offensive lineman than hearing your opposition say that.
And the Badgers did not take it easy. And Ron Dane set the record. Badgers outright Big Ten champs and still the only team to win the Rose Bowl out of the Big Ten in consecutive years. And that is this week's Minute with Mac.
All right, thank you, Matt LePay. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten and visit with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect. But next, it's our Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or...
choose Chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose Chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs. Support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Mark Tusher, former UW Badger and Green Bay Packer, and I've known for years that Jones Dairy Farm makes the best all-natural sausage and dry-aged bacon. What I didn't know is that they also make incredible all-natural meatballs, naturally smoked Canadian bacon and ham, and even Braunschweiger. It makes sense. Jones products are made with premium cuts of meat and delicious in-house spice blends. So why wouldn't all their products taste amazing? Try Jones. They're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. A beautiful late afternoon going to turn into a fantastic early evening tonight weather-wise for the Badgers and Iowa Hawkeyes. For so many years, this game between Wisconsin and Iowa was played for control of the Big Ten West. That Big Ten is over, and now it's 18 teams, no divisions. The Hawkeyes finished tied with Illinois for fifth place a year ago. The Badgers finished tied for 12th. The Hawkeyes are 1-1 in league play right now. The Badgers are 0-2. Time for a Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, the Midwest's favorite dealership group. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
Week 5 of the NFL season has come and gone, and as always, there were former Badgers making significant impacts for their respective teams, starting with a pair of offensive players who continued their red-hot start to the season in Week 5. Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson reeled in 7 catches for 49 yards and 2 touchdowns, including this 26-yard score in the second quarter of the team's 37-22 win over the Jets.
Drop it off. Here is Ferguson in open space. Ferguson to the end zone again. Touchdown.
That call courtesy of Fox, as Ferguson also later added another 1-yard touchdown late in the second quarter. Through 5 games, the tight end has now compiled 41 catches for 272 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he'll look to keep it up Sunday against the Panthers. The other offensive weapon that went off in Week 5 is a familiar face, as running back Jonathan Taylor reached the end zone not once, not twice, but 3 times in the Colts' 40-6 victory over the Raiders, including this 3-yard score in the second quarter.
The give.
Jonathan Taylor is in for a Colts touchdown.
Fox on the call as Taylor also added a one-yard score and a six-yard touchdown in the win while churning out 66 yards on 17 carries in the game. The running back has now compiled a league-high 480 rushing yards and six touchdowns over five games this season. Switching to the defensive side of the ball, Eagles linebacker Zach Bond registered 12 total tackles, including a sack in the team's 21-17 loss to the Broncos in Week 5, before he added six tackles in Philadelphia's 34-17 defeat at the hands of the Giants on the road on Thursday Night Football in Week 6. On the year, the linebacker is now up to 48 tackles, two of which are sacks, while also producing a forced fumble and an interception over six games this year. Finally, Chiefs linebacker Leo Chanel notched four total tackles, including a half sack in Kansas City's 31-28 loss to the Jaguars on Monday Night Football in Week 5. Chanel has registered 18 total tackles, including the half sack and an interception over five games in his fourth year with the Chiefs. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you very much. Nick, up next, we'll look around the Big Ten as our pregame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's game day in Wisconsin, and nothing says game day like a Clements brat or hot dog sizzling on the grill. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Clements brings you authentic, handcrafted flavor that's been a tradition for over 70 years. Whether you're tailgating outside Camp Randall or cheering from home, make every bite a winning play with Clements. Make it memorable with Clements brats and hot dogs. Pick up at your local store today.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community health. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt. And most importantly, save lives. Go to bigten.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's bigten.org/Abbott.
I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The Lance on Bluffs. Incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist's dream.
There's a good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view.
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors are layered.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium about 90 minutes before this game will kick off. And at kickoff tonight, temperature will be about 63 degrees, winds under 10 miles an hour, about 6 miles an hour. And when the game ends sometime in the 9 o'clock range, about 52, 53, 54 degrees. So very good for a college football atmosphere here tonight. When the college football season began, Penn State and Texas were ranked number 1 and 2 in the nation. When the rankings came out this last week, neither team was in the top 25. Ohio State is number 1 again. They'll stay there, followed by Miami. Oregon dropped the spot to 3rd. Indiana is 7th. The two are meeting right now in Eugene. More on that in a moment. Michigan is up to number 15 in the polls. Illinois at 17. And now the games, which will not, no doubt change the rankings. It won't change number 1 in the country. Number 1, Ohio State, went on the road to Champaign and beat 17th-ranked Illinois 34-16. The Buckeyes are now 6-0, 3-0 in the league. They'll be here in a week. Indiana is number 7 in the country right now. They lead on the road in Eugene against the Oregon Ducks. It is 13-10, early third quarter there. Indiana kicked a long field goal to take him into the locker room at halftime with that 3-point lead. UCLA beat Michigan State in East Lansing 38-13, so the Bruins are suddenly on a roll. Northwestern playing right now at Penn State. That game, about 9 minutes left in the third quarter, and Penn State leads 14-13 over Northwestern. A bit of a surprise. Nebraska leads at Maryland about 3 minutes into the third quarter, 24-17. Both teams scored 17 points in the second quarter of that one. Again, Nebraska leads 24-17. Later on tonight, Michigan, number 15 in the country, on the road. They will play in the L.A. Coliseum against USC, a game that will kick at 6:30. Purdue's on the road at Minnesota, also 6:30 tonight. And right here, obviously, Wisconsin and Iowa. Rutgers, by the way, played at Washington last night. The Huskies, who will be here in about a month's time, they beat up on Rutgers last night 38-19. After the break, we'll check in with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herb. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's a bird bash at Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to $50,000 cash in the Bird Bash game show. Just play with your rewards card this October for a chance to win. Wouldn't you like to rake in a huge pile of cash? Bird Bash, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at pottawatomie.com/birdbash. Must be 21 years old to play.
Fall in Wisconsin means crisp air, football Saturdays, and family time. And with Kemp's, bringing the best to your family comes easy. It all starts with fresh milk from cows raised with care on local Midwest family farms. From wholesome milk and rich creams to smooth ice cream, every Kemp's product is crafted with quality you can taste. So whether it's fueling up for game day breakfast, tailgate snacks, or sweet victory treat, you can count on Kemp's. Kemp's, it's the cows.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services. Providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5, touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Once again, back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, I'm Mike Heller. The Badgers played at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City on the first Saturday of November a year ago. It was not pretty. The weather wasn't good either. Braden Locke threw a couple of interceptions, and the Badgers defense allowed Iowa 329 yards rushing in a lopsided 42-10 loss, the widest point differential since Wisconsin won 41-3 back in 1999. Iowa has won three in a row and four of the last five games in the series. Patrick Herb will be on the sidelines for this one. And again, great weather for that, Patrick. And Iowa's always, it's homecoming weekend, and Iowa is always one of those that we look forward to. Your thoughts on where we sit in this great matchup.
Well, why'd you have to do that lead-in to me? Yeah. Talking about last year's game.
See,
and
I got rid of it right away.
My goodness. All right, I guess then I don't have to talk about that. So this is always a big game for Wisconsin. It's always a big rivalry. For both teams, it is. The fact that they're playing for a trophy, the fact that there's the proximity of the two campuses and the history between it of kind of swapping coaches and you know, Brett Bielema added to that and Barry Alvarez, and there's so many connections. And the fact that this was one of the protected rivalries when the Big Ten kind of entered the new era of 18 teams. Minnesota and Iowa are the protected rivalries for Wisconsin. So that, you know, adds gravity that they'll be playing them every year. And that the fact that these two teams for a while ran the Big Ten West.
Yeah.
And that this game always meant a lot. And so maybe this year the game doesn't have the magnitude on a national scale that some years it does, but it's still really important. And last year's chapter certainly adds to the fuel for this Wisconsin team. And there's no shortage of reminders to them of how important this game is. And, you know, the 42 push-ups that they did after every spring practice has gotten a lot of attention. And that's probably the most public display of the impact from last year's game and how this team is handling it. But in addition to that, there are pictures of Iowa carrying the trophy, the Heartland Trophy, the Bull, scattered all around this facility, including in the locker room. And there were highlights on the TVs in the locker room running a loop of highlights of them carrying the Bull off the field last year. And so there's been a lot of focus and attention put on this. And interestingly enough, my intel from the Iowa side tells me that they are interpreting that, at least some of them, whoever they is, but players, yeah, I would say, are interpreting that as Iowa has already won the mental battle. That Iowa is so far in Wisconsin's head that they've attributed so much of their energy and offseason to this game that Iowa's already won the mental battle. So I think it's just an interesting strategy there of Wisconsin putting so much into it and Iowa kind of taking an approach of that they maybe have already won this game.
Patrick, let's also talk about the availability of the injury updates. That has been a constant, as it is for all programs, but let's get a look at that.
Well, you start at the quarterback position, and both of these teams have had question marks at that position this season, particularly or lately. Wisconsin's going to start Hunter Simmons. That's not a surprise. Billy Edwards is not available. He will not dress for this one. But it's Hunter Simmons' show. Last week, there were split reps during the week, and it wasn't kind of revealed even internally that it would be Hunter Simmons until late. This time, Simmons has gotten the lion's share of the reps all week long, and it's going to be his, and Danny O'Neill will be the backup or maybe come in for a package or two like we saw in Michigan. We don't know yet about Iowa. Their quarterback, Mark Gronowski, is not on the availability report, which means he's available for this one. So I guess that would make me think he's going to start. How reliable he is, I don't know. Can he finish? We've seen Wisconsin try to put an injured quarterback out there earlier this year, and it didn't work out so great. So that's the first one you have to kind of compartmentalize. The second one is a bad news. Deani Hill, a senior cornerback, went down this week in practice and is out for today's game. That is a position that Wisconsin is not particularly deep at, especially when you consider the Nizir Forkurine charade, I'll call it, that has happened all season with him not getting eligibility. So that's a big blow. If you remember, he and Emilio Agard were kind of splitting reps at that the boundary cornerback position early in the season, but he'll kind of establish himself as the leader in that race. Well, now it's back to Emilio Agard. It's going to be his job. He's a redshirt freshman. I've also told that Cairo Skanes is probably going to see the field some in that position. He's a true freshman from Asheville, North Carolina. He has played just 9 defensive snaps this season. They all came in that Middle Tennessee State game. But he's a really intriguing prospect for them. 6'2", 190. So he's built differently than like a Ricardo Hallman or even a Deani Hill, but he's got great size. Okay, so that was the bad part that Deonny Hill can't play. Last one to wrap it up is the good news. Jake Renfro is back, and he's going to start today at center. That's a huge lift for this offensive line, both because he's a really good player and is going to add his presence there, but also from a communication standpoint, as the center, he's a veteran who's played a ton of games, and he brings confidence to that offensive unit that needs a little bit of confidence, that offensive line in particular. This will be the sixth different starting lineup that they have put out there in six games, which has been part of the problem for this offense. But hopefully getting Jake back adds some stability that is much needed. That's a big lift for this team.
Absolutely. And there was a manager's rusty toolbox game played last night. You're going to talk about that later with Matt LePake.
Let's just say this, good vibes.
Good vibes. All right.
We'll catch up with that later.
Love good vibes. Thank you, Patrick. When we continue, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of Badger Connect. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Badger fans, just like a great football team needs a solid game plan, your retirement needs one too. This past July, lawmakers passed what some are calling the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it could have a major impact on your retirement strategy. From changes to required minimum distributions to new savings opportunities, the rules of the game are shifting. That's why at Drake & Associates, we want you to have a playbook. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, along with complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's 262-578-5657. Don't wait until the fourth quarter of your financial life. Make sure you're retirement ready today. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Badger Sports Properties LLC is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Once again, back with you at Camp Randall Stadium. Time to visit with Jesse Temple of Badger Connect. And when I think about this game, Jesse, I have a hard time understating the importance of what I establish on this game or what I attribute to this game for Wisconsin in this regular season. I have a hard time communicating how important I think it is. Am I overstating that?
I don't think you are, Mike. I know we've said this a time or two in the first 30 games of the Luke Fickell era, but I don't think it's a stretch to say this is one of, if not the most important games of his tenure, in part because of the emphasis that this entire program put on what happened a year ago. We know Wisconsin lost 42-10 at Iowa last year. Well, they remade their defensive front because of what happened. Iowa ran for 329 yards, and They spent the entire offseason emphasizing the 42 points in workouts, 42 push-ups or sit-ups. Brady Collins made that something that he wanted guys to remember. And if you spend the entire offseason focusing on that game and you come out here and you don't perform well, obviously that says a lot about where your program is. I think that this team is going to be ready for a game that matters a whole bunch to a lot of people.
How much difference did Simmons make a week ago? Obviously not enough, but it was a tough environment to play there. Has that decision kind of steadied? Is that the hope, that it steadied what this offense will do?
Well, for the time being, obviously, Billy Edwards Jr. remains out. I think Hunter, given the circumstances, did very well. Statistically, it didn't necessarily blow you away, but he did the things that they asked him to do, through an interception on a play that frankly should have been pass interference. He throws a nice ball, and I think he gives Wisconsin a chance to move the chains, but he needs help. He needs this offensive line with Jake Renfro in there to help plow some guys and get the running game going, because it's been a struggle.
Jesse, this is an Iowa defense that is going to look at the idea of a running game and say, no, we're going to make you throw it because people don't run against us, and we're going to make you beat us in the air.
Yeah, absolutely. Iowa's defense has been as expected. Yeah. They have a top five run defense. They're top five in yards allowed per carry, and Wisconsin is near the bottom with its rushing offense. This is not what Wisconsin wanted to have when it brought Jeff Grimes in. And so if that continues to be the struggle, and I would expect Iowa to make sure that Hunter Simmons has to beat them through the air, that's what's going to have to happen here. Can they generate enough explosive plays, which has really eluded Wisconsin early this season?
So we're going to go back to the opening thought, and I do think that this is the most important game that Luke Fickell has coached in his tenure at Wisconsin. What's the recipe look like for them to have success?
Well, Wisconsin's defense has to match the intensity and effort and probably high level of execution that Iowa's defense has. I kind of view it like I did last week, where the defense has to be able to help keep this team in the game, because you don't necessarily know what to expect from the offense, which has battled a lot of injuries and position changes, and Iowa's defense is solid. You can't beat yourself, and you're going to have to hit a handful of explosives, even if it's one or two, because I don't know how realistic it is to think you're going to have what you saw in the opening drive last week against Michigan, where you got very many 12-play, 75-yard touchdown drives. So you're going to have to hit Iowa once or twice.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. Jesse, always appreciate it. Thank you. We're ticking closer to kick time, just after 6 o'clock. The voices of Badger football, Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher, will take over next. I'm Mike Heller. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
Few things can match a rockin' fifth quarter after a big Badger victory, but a pregame tailgate bash at Camp Randall with a grill full of Usinger sausage is awfully close. Hi, this is Robin Yao. A parking lot filled with the delicious aroma of Usinger sausage cooking up on a crisp, cool fall day is a Wisconsin football tradition. Nearly 150 years of making Wisconsin's finest sausage guarantees you've got the best. The elf on the label means quality on your table.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. Modelo, brewed for full-time Badger fans. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
At Camp Randall Stadium, homecoming weekend, the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes, the battle for the Heartland Trophy, which is still a relatively new trophy, but the rivalry has been there around for a long time, and not a whole lot separates these two programs. Wisconsin winning 49 times, 47 for the Hawkeyes, and back when you had ties in college football, they tied a couple of times. Before we move forward, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
When we talk about the rivalries, and it's still...